creamy glass lit above them, its rim held in flowered bronze. He looked down, polished gray marble. He heard Brown close the door behind him, its lock making that sound again. Brown pressed more of the buttons on the brass plate, illuminating further reaches. He hadn't been too far off about Martha and Ralph, Milgram saw, though the furniture wasn't real. It was like the furniture in the lobby of a more traditionally minded Four Seasons. Nice, Milgram heard himself say. Brown turned on the ball of one foot, staring. Sorry, Milgram said. Thank you. There's someone at the mic right away.
Thanks for all the inspiration, always. Kind of a mundane question, but I'm always curious about this. Is there any music that you've been enjoying recently or inspiring you, or maybe you were listening to even while you were writing this new novel?
Actually, when I began this new novel, I was listening to then very recently discovered complete works of the Drive-By Truckers. and more recently I've been listening to a British band called the Crimea. You're welcome.
Okay, now I want to go back a little bit and ask a question. I come from a science background.
Yeah.
And I have found that all of your novels are incredibly prophetic from a scientific point of view, and yet I understand that you're not scientifically, at least formally, trained, but your knowledge of science and technology is remarkable. Can you comment on your background in that regard and why you've been so prophetic? I sort of think of you as the Jules Verne of our age.
I was one of those kids who wanted not to be a scientist, but to be thought scientific. my room was decorated with chemical glassware, which I had no idea how to use, and with half-built Heath kits I was incapable of finishing. But I loved the style of science, and I think in some way I'm sort of a natural scientific cool hunter. Like, I don't understand it, but if somebody says like DNA, look, it's a spiral, I go, that's cool. That's going to be huge. I don't think it's more profound than that, but to some extent it works. But there's also a cultural illusion that's conspiring to make me seem prescient, because we're quite wrongly taught that science fiction writers are prescient. So, people go, okay, got the internet right. Well, that's actually not. I would argue with that. Nobody ever says that I predicted globalization, which I think Neuromancer does much more accurately than it predicts the kind of internet we've got. Totally missed the cell phones. No cell phones, and the one time anybody, you see a printer in Neuromancer, it's mechanical, and you hear it clattering. And that's just the nature of imaginary, futures. When you write an imaginary future, while you're typing it, it's acquiring an increasing and really quaint patina of goofiness, because the real world is, furiously diverging from your vision. And, a few years down the road, your imaginary future is only going to be about the year in which you wrote it, which is really all it can be. But, yes. Well, That's the best I can do.
You could have fooled me.
Thank you. I mean, it's my job to fool you. part of my job description, when I first met my colleague, Bruce Sterling, we were having a drink at some science fiction convention, and you know, he toasted me and said, "We're charlatans. Science fiction writers have always been charlatans, but you and I are self-aware."
I have a question about a specific prophetic prediction you made in your book, Virtual Light. You had a character with a strain of the HIV virus that turned out not to be lethal, and that became the basis for the vaccine in the book. I just discovered recently that there actually are strains of HIV that that are infectious but non-lethal, and in fact protective of the wild type. And I was wondering, is that something that you invented?
No, I just found it and imported it into the novel. A huge part of my technique, I guess, is to find and import things and leave people to assume that I made them up. And, you know, these things aren't evenly, they're sort of not evenly distributed. They don't always pop to the top of the page in the newspaper. So just the faintest rumor of that was enough for me, and not because I believed it was necessarily true, but because I liked the way in which it would resonate in my text. So I'm always choosing resonance over authenticity. What passes for technological authenticity in science fiction is worth almost nothing to me. Like, I'm quite happy to give you a sort of surface that presents itself as being authentic. But the real work I'm doing and what I'm trying to express, whatever that is somewhere else. It's not about scientific accuracy for me, although I do make an effort not to be flat out ridiculous. When I turned in, this book was about to go to print, and Cory Doctorow explained to me that GPS doesn't work indoors. That the signals can't go through buildings and walls, and I was in trouble. And then the next line he said, "But there's a workaround where you can use a piece of software that triangulates off the three nearest cell phone towers." So if you read the advanced reading copy, you don't know that. But if you read the copy that's printed, that becomes part of the reason that all of those artists are so desperately dependent on Bobby Chombo. Because he's the man who could get your work out of the park and into the gallery.
Hi, I have a question about pattern recognition. I was wondering to what extent the September 11th attacks and your feelings about September 11th influenced your writing of that book, if at all.
Oh, hugely. Hugely. I was actually writing the book, and it wasn't working. And September 11th arrived, and I quit writing. And a few weeks later, I went back and looked at it, and said to my good friend and first reader in New York that I figured I was just going to have to abandon it because Case, the character I was writing about in London, was from New York. And I just didn't feel like going on with it. And he said that he wanted me to. And he said, you should do it, and this is, you know, what we're going through here is what she remembers. And so I started